Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
I'll change the world. What it used to be.
Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Come on.
Wake up, everybody.
You just give it to me. I don't wanna work for nobody. I'd rather keep doing me. Why money ain't free? Why can't you just give it to me? I don't wanna work for nobody. I'd rather keep doing me. Why money ain't free?
Clocking in the 9 to 5, got your girl hella tired. Why won't they let me be? Now I understand why my mama always used to ask that I bring money through on trees. I got these bills after bills and they just keep coming. I'm working overtime but my pockets ain't flooding. Yeah, my funds low. A dollar life is ghetto.
Why money ain't free?
Why it ain't free?
Why can't you just give it to me?
Oh,
I don't wanna work for me.
I'm stuck here at this 9 to 5, struggling to make ends meet. See, I've got people on my line, they try to get every dime. Now they calling by my warranty. It seems like a scam like Lee, that money is not free when it literally grow on trees. So I literally go on treats and hoping money literally grow on me.
Why money ain't free?
That's a very good question.
Why can't you just give it to me?
That's an even better.
I don't wanna work for me.
Yeah, I'd rather keep doing me. Why money ain't free?
Why can't you just give it to me?
Why can't you just give it to me?
frown on my face, cause I know it's another day that I got a fake smile for people I don't wanna see, working at a job that I don't wanna be, breaking my back to the bone with nothing to show. But I got dreams and I got goals, but as soon as I clock in, I'm ready to go. So there's one thing I gotta know.
Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight's class is with Brother Eddie, and what's your piece of the puzzle? Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am. Sister Antoinette, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great. How are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing fabulous. Cannot complain.
Great.
Other than this crazy heat that we keep getting here, but again, it's expected. It's the summertime, so yeah.
Yes, it is.
So
what did you think of that last song? Why can't money be free? Even though we don't have real money, because we don't, you know, gold and silver has been taken out of circulation for money. But what did you think of that song?
It's nice. It's just I gotta get deeper into the lyrics, but it's right on point with where we'll be talking about tonight, money by the number. And for me, we all got an abundance of money. The money is our mind. This is why another song, I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. The money, the mind is really the money, but we've been into the illusion of going for this paper trail, again, that we know is more and more priceless, it's valueless. The dollar, the value of the dollar is decreasing more and more. So
yes,
the money that we should really worry about is our mind, our open mind, to be more receptive to the spiritual truth that we're talking about. So yeah, it was, I got to get deeper into the lyrics so I can really break down the number by the words and connect the dots.
Yes, well, I'll send you that song so that you will have that.
Great.
Okay.
And before we get started, let me, as always, give gratitude to the ancestors by saying Ashe, to the elders with Namaste, and honor and respect to the family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us in tonight's class. So, yes.
Well, before we get started, I'm going to play your song to get you started. I'm going to start a song
on,
with Flash Flash, so you can get started. Okay, go ahead.
Let me ask this. How is Brother Ray doing? If you have heard anything else about
Brother Ray. Okay. Yes, I talked to him just before the show and before the class, and he wants everyone to remember to please drum. You know, we really got to spread this by word of mouth. And he's going to try to come on tonight. If he can't talk, he's just going to listen. But what he wants is for us to pick a gas station. And for that gas station, everyone is just to use that one gas station so that we can make them lower these gas prices. But other than that, he's still in D.C. He's at his grandson's house. And for those that don't know, Brother Ray was in a fire. It was at his son's house. His son's house in D.C. caught on fire. So fortunately, Brother Ray made it out. He's okay. But, you know, he is under the weather now. So, again, he's staying with his grandson in D.C. And hopefully he'll be able to, you know, step in, you know, later to let us know exactly how he is. But that's it for now. So I want to ask everyone, if you can, if you can send him something through his Cash App. And I'm trying to remember what I think is $Raymond Fortroy. Because I'm sure anything will help, especially since, you know, he's not at his own home. And then his brother Billy, the one that was a Tuskegee Airman, he was in the hospital, but he's home now as well. And they had diagnosed him with COVID, which I don't buy into, you know, just like I didn't buy into it when they said I had it. So going on with Brother Ray.
Okay, and we sent him out great energy, vibration, and prayers for his speedy recovery, him and his brother. And anybody else in the family out there who's doing bad or ailing right now, we send you out just as much energy and prayers, too. So, again, family, this is a crazy time, a good time to be alive, but it's crazy times out here. So be safe and stay healthy.
Yes. Ask, please do that as much as you can. You know, really try to drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
Take your vitamins and your vegetables, you know, whatever it takes for you to stay out of them hospitals, because they're crazy in there. They're definitely crazy. Brother Eddie, you're laughing, but it's true. Those folks are crazy.
I know it's true. I know it's true. I know. I've dealt with it. So, again, we do our best to stay out of those death traps, you know.
Yes.
Those buildings that they call hospitals, because they're there for one purpose. As you said, or the song stated, my money ain't free. They there for the money.
Yes,
it's
they are.
The money. So, yes.
Yes. Yep,
so you were talking about a song you were getting ready to play real quick?
So I was going to play Flashlight for you.
Okay.
Okay, so we can get started.
Great.
Okay.
Spotlight on.
Brother Eddie, did that get you going? Okay, or should I say, did that get me up and going, huh?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
So what light are we going on today? We on the red light, well, green light, or?
No, we going on that actual light. It's always divinely driven and guided through divine guidance. But as the title of the class is, what's your piece of the puzzle? Listening to that song, which I had also wrote those words down right before we came on, because it's a part of what's your flash of the light? And as you said, what color light? No, it's the flash of the light, because the flash of the light is the sunlight that we all have a piece of, and everybody's got a little light under the sun. Or as we say, religiously or spiritually, because we're going to leave this religion out and use spirituality. So everybody's got a little light under the sun, is a little Jesus under God. When you see that the sun represents God by the number, because that's worship by the number, is God and or the sun that people have always worshiped. But basically, that's why we all have a little light under the sun, a little truth that's coming from the sun. And the light that the sun shines on us is pulling that light that's in us out, so that that inner light starts to shine. So everybody's got a little light under the sun shining on the thought. The funk is no more than our thought. So that was a beautiful intro to tonight's class, dealing with, that's basically, for me, giving from, again, it's all connected to the universal book of life that we even talked about in last week's class. It's all connected. But before I even get started with that, do you have any current events that you wanted to share with the family?
Yes, I did. Okay. California returns land. And this is from the Root. The state's approach to reparations may not be exclusive to monetary compensation from slavery. In 1912, the descendants of Willa and Charles Bruce purchased land in Manhattan Beach, which was seized by California officials under the guise of eminent domain. Now, about 98 years later, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors voted to return the property to the Bruce family, according to NBC News. Bruce purchased, excuse me, y'all, I do not have, as usual, I don't have my glasses, nowhere near me. But Bruce Beach was purchased for $1,225 and operated as a resort for black residents. And, of course, black people in 1912 could not have land unless it was, according to ABC 7, the resort being a target by white folks who vandalized property, damaged vehicles, and ultimately led to the attack by the Klan in 1920. By 1924, the city condemned their property and seized it under the claim of building a park. And after an unanimous decision by the board Tuesday, the great-grandsons of Charles and Willa Bruce, Marcus and Derek, will be given ownership of the beachfront property. For, and more from NBC News, for us as a family, this has a wonderful beginning. And then it turned into a tragic story for my family. Andrew Bruce, the great-grandson of the Bruces, told NBC News, back in the day, prejudice was rampant. And unfortunately, my family was the victim of a hate crime and the prejudice that was around during those times. So now this is a, so now that this is finally taking place for us as a family, we are greatly relieved and we are so thankful that this has made such an impact on our nation. And so the Bruce family has fought since April 2021 to reclaim the land with the help of local advocacy groups, State Senator Bradford's Bill 796, and Governor Gavin Newsom. Legislation was passed to move along the transfer of ownership per NBC. The family said they plan to lease the land back to L.A. County at $413,000 a year for county lifeguard facilities to continue on the site. The agreement also states that the Bruces will be allowed to sell the property to the county for no more than $20 million. Okay, Brother Eddie. So that's it. This can be found on the Root, y'all. And this went into effect at 10 a.m. this morning. Brother Eddie?
That's no more than... all I can say is using a song from Brother Marvin, What's Going On? I mean, we keep and we know stories like this, like the Bruce family and others. Things of this have been done. People haven't had the resources, the information and knowledge that they needed to basically fight this system for what's rightfully ours. So again, this is the real struggles that we have to deal with daily, you know, other than what we talk about in class, which is being prepared spiritually. But yes, this struggle, this fight against this system of oppression is still ongoing. The struggle continues.
Yes, it does. Yes, it most definitely does. And I have another one. LeBron James' triple logo man card sells for $2.4 million at auction.
What was that to sell? Did he sell for $2.4 million?
His card.
His card?
Yes.
Basketball card?
Yeah, is that what he plays? Yes. Yes, it's a basketball
card. Okay,
yes.
So, wow. And I got out of that, about 15 years ago. I was deep until basketball card, especially collecting. And I had a lot of rare cards myself because I had been doing it for about 10 or 15 years prior to stopping. So all of those cards
now. My son doesn't see this. My sons don't see this because I made them throw that mess away. Having all that stuff jumping up our house.
but like you said, $2.4 million. It could have been a card in there somewhere worth some money. So, again, we have treasures that, like you said, throw some of that junk away. You know, some of that junk does reign supreme as far as being valuable. So before we throw stuff out, we need to go through it and find some gems in there.
I mean, you have to tell me how much you want me to go through because I have quite a bit. I'm sure that everyone knows by now. Today it was announced that R. Kelly is sentenced to 30 years in jail for sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. And he still has to go back to Chicago to face charges there. So he was sentenced for federal, and he still has to go through state. Doesn't look like he's going to be coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for another class, because we can get deep into that if we choose.
Yeah.
So, like I said, that's for another class, man. Feel for the brother, but again, as we stated some classes back, you don't hear anything about any of these young ladies' parents that should be liable for allowing their children to go there. But again, I'm not going to get too deep into that, because we can get into different layers of this, that, and the other, and what should or shouldn't be done. So, again, that's something that the courts are still going into. Like you said, you still got to come here and face charges here. So, I wish the brother well. That's all I put the end on that, because, again, he's fighting a battle against some shrewd people who have done much worse than what they claim that he's done. Because, again, at the end of the day, I wasn't there, so I can't say this, that, or the other than, you know, I wish the brother well.
Yes. But, you know, now what's ironic is, I can't say her first name, so forgive me, but the Maxwell lady that was with Epstein,
mm-hmm.
She got 20 years. She got 20 years, you know, from sex trafficking as well. And they say that she's going to a celebrity jail.
Mm-hmm.
For 20 years.
Yeah. I say we have talked about how this system has two sets of so-called laws. So, again, I'm not going to get too thrown off into those matters of them and us, white and black, you know, the have and the have-nots, because R. Kelly is far from having not. But, again,
right, that
we
is
know
true.
How we're treated and they're treated. So, again, these things, they basically recycle. They recycle.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Yes, they do. We have a caller with their hand up, and I have two more that I'm going to get into, but I'm going to go on and take the caller. Okay, caller, area code 843.
It's good to hear you so strong, sis.
Oh, thank you. How are you this evening?
What's happening, brother?
Getting ready to turn. What's up, E? Hey, she's going to have two E's trying to turn double dutch for her, because she sounds like she could do double dutch like she did when she was 9 years old, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gee, I never could do double dutch, but thank you. I could jump rope, but I never could do double dutch.
Okay. But it's interesting that you're touching.
People with their hand up now. Go ahead.
Well, let me just say this. It's interesting. Yeah, I guess they want to see you jump double dutch down and started something. You started something. Remember that rap song? But anyway, it's interesting that you're talking about land patents and land grants, and what, at least that's what I think you were speaking on, as far as one of the first. Well, the individual before somebody sold a baseball card or something like that, I believe. You were talking about some ancestral
land. Oh, yeah, they got their
land
back in California. Yes, in California.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things we need to look into. You know, going back, Dred Scott case is still open, because I believe he called himself a Negro or whatever the case may be, instead of him emphasizing on his true nationality, which is ancestral to this land. Who knows what they were classified as back then, but it's interesting. As long ago as that case was older than the Civil War, wasn't it?
Yes. From what I can remember, I remember hearing about it, you know, before I got the ruling. And, you know, that's the reason I said, oh, well, I remember talking about the ruling, talking about the case when they brought it to light. to hear the, you know, the final say of it, and it worked out for that family, and I'm happy for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, and it doesn't matter if paperwork will be valid in this corporation and this testemic, but the reality is for our children, for ourselves and our children's children, these are things we really need to look into, because I really don't believe they brought out the okie pokey and all of this foolishness for nothing, because there's a lot of people starting to reach back and honor their mothers and fathers, you know, and that might be another reason why certain people that's controlling the corporation nothing happens to them as much as, you know, nasty, because they even own the Smut magazine. They're the ones that brought out the Smut magazine, you know, Mr. Playboy and all of that. Same number, same hood, it's all good. But Bill Cosby and R. Kelly getting, now don't get me wrong, messing with a child is not a good thing, it's wrong. But
it's
like what Ed said, there's people who's done worse things, and they're still doing worse things, and nothing happened to them.
Yep. I agree. You definitely agree.
Well, that's my 3 cents. Ed, I don't know if you got some numbers for that rant. but, bruh, you know, these things need to stop, and the only way they're going to stop is if the people stand up and say no more. You don't need a gun in your hand. You know, you don't need on a pink tutu just to be accepted as you're saying the truth. But if you want to hide under the guise of this Alphabet City foolishness that's created and manifested by the same jackals, and yeah, it ain't about that. It is about us. But I think I better stop talking, because, you know, I'm just kind of fed up with it, and I acknowledge that our mind and our intent is the power and the glory in our experience, and we need to align our minds and for, you know, balance to take place again. You know, the old Ancient of Days, you know, those things to come back, because we know that there's, you know, millions and millions of tribes that don't even exist no more that used to walk on this land that are no longer here for some of these same reasons. And I'll yield on that.
Thank you, Brother Ed.
Appreciate it as usual. And when you want to chime in again, because I know something's going to strike a nerve, which is supposed to, and activate a thought, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Area code 336. Area code 336. Sister Paris. Okay, I'll come back to you. Area code 413. Oh, she don't go. Okay. Area code 413.
Yeah. Sister Antoinette, how you doing? Brother G.
You've been a long time. How are you?
Yes. It's been a while. I'm doing well. And I'm glad to hear your voice also. I'm like the brother, Brother Eddie. It's good to hear your voice. I heard your statement last week when you were speaking of just the way the medical profession is going when it comes to trying to get you to accept any charity, and you did the right thing by saying no, I'm good, I don't want it. Like, you just keep saying no, and I think that was a strong message that you put out there, and I'm saying that for a reason of we can't allow them to just continue to treat us as minors. We do have minds of our own. Yes, that's right. And because we've been participating in this system so long, and true has been unfair to not sharing the true factors of how the system of democracy work when it comes to economic. They have not taught it. The system's about to change again, but the most important thing I realize is don't accept any of their charity, and do the best we can if we must, you know, with family. And I'm glad that your family were there, family members were there for you. that we don't have to fall for their trickery. They want us to sign our name to things that we don't understand, and we need to stop doing that. My second reason for making this acknowledgement, also hearing your voice, I'm grateful, is for the Dry Bone Helios Biblios connection. And I just wanted to know, so to send a donation to the brother, what is it? Because I went back on to the blog talking, but it does identify, you know, if you want to, you know, send a contribution, it didn't say anything that was there. So can you give it to me to what, how you sent something to Dry Bones, and how does he receive?
Yes, let me check real quick and I'll email address, and that should be able to help you.
Oh, so they'll send it straight to his email? That, because I went back to look at some of the things and some of the Twitters, they were kind of old. I said, let me just wait, you know, because the main reason why I want to do it is because I've been listening for a while, and Brother Eddie, I want to say thank you also. This network has really, I'm going to use the word blessed, right, you know, because I know you, my sister, has really blessed me with a lot of good information. I'm grateful, you know, because the way he produces it, it really helps. It really helps. There was even something that I heard today that really tickled me, that made me smile, and it was something concerning of the American Chips Act, semiconductors, and there was an Indian, a Hindu, who was on one of the financials, and like we were saying, we think there's challenges when it comes to not understanding the Wi-Fi. The individual did go forward a little bit, even though the Dow wasn't doing well today. He was identifying how the Wi-Fi will not be only at 5, but will continue to grow. He said it just like this, 6 and 7 and 8th generation.
Yeah.
So they're just going to keep going up. The most important thing we need to remember, and I'm not going to go no further than that, is that we be mindful that, you know, what we're dealing with all this AI, also dealing with these mechanics, that we stay in good health. You know, don't forget to breathe. Don't stay in the system too long. Get that sunshine on your face. That's the best radiation. I'm sure Brother Eddie going to help us. No, excuse me. I'm sure our brother going to help us later on tonight. Eddie's going to show us where he's standing on that. So if you can give me that address, and if you mention it, even if I get it later, it's just the idea I didn't have it. I was looking forward to, because I want to send something to this brother, man. I'm just grateful that, you know, that he's been doing this legwork, and he's contributed to our community, and I appreciate him.
Yes, okay. It's Drybone 7.
Okay.
Number 7.
Drybone. Oh, number 7. Okay.
Yeah. At hotmail.com.
Oh, okay. At Hotmail. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, when you put it in to do a Cash App, you know, the only thing you need is their email address or their phone number or, you know, what have you.
Okay. That sounds
okay,
good. So that's Dry Bones. No problem at all.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to hold the show. Drybone7@hotmail.com.
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you, sis. Good to hear your voice. All right.
You're welcome. It's good hearing yours. You have to come in one day and talk about the money system and everything, because I know you're very good with
will.
That.
We will. Hey, but today's your day. You be powerful for us because we're listening, all right? Learning going on. Let's do
all
this
right,
thing.
Thank you.
And thank you. Brother G. Thank us, Brother
G.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Absolutely, brother. Have a good show.
Okay, Mama. Sister Parrish is back. Sister Parrish?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Yes, you're loud and clear.
Okay, family, my phone blew up when I was at Miracle Valley Saturday. It was really interesting. But Sister Antoinette, greetings, family.
Yeah.
Greetings, everybody.
Thank you.
I had to call Brother Eddie over there in South Carolina to get it because they didn't transfer my numbers. I want to say, write everything down, family. You're making right, go old school. It'll do your body mind and spirit good. Now, Sister Antoinette, please give
ma'am.
Me a call, Sister. I am so grateful to hear your strongness. It's a lot going on with me. Brother Harris came out. He knows where I've been residing at the rehab. My last day is tomorrow, family. It's some very interesting things that's going on. I had to leave or else I would end up being homeless. It's a lot. And so I'm just saying to my family, if it's a dollar, I've never asked this before, if it's a dollar or two or whatever, I really am reaching out. I need some assistance. Whatever anybody can share, I would be grateful.
Sister Paris, if you have a cash app, put it out there, you know, so that anyone that can, go ahead.
Okay. My Dr. Lisha, she has set up a Zelle thing that you could send to Zelle. I know you know what that is. So she will get in touch with you, Sister Antoinette, and then you can pass it on. These are very, really stressful moments for me, but I'm going to get through this.
Yes, you will.
I will get through this. So I'm grateful to hear your voice and grateful to be able to chime in. And I'm going to be quiet and listen to the knowledges. Thank us, Brother
Harris. Maya, you still got your apartment, right? They didn't take your apartment, did they?
Oh, they fucking bullshit. They want me out of there. They've been rolling with me, trying to get me out of there for 6 months after, or almost a year to 6 months after I moved in, and they found out my nature. They have been doing whatever they can to get me out, I still have not been well, recuperated. I'm not walking still. It's issues. However, I'm grateful, and what I'm finding out is that I had 30 days. If I didn't get up out of here and go back to my apartment, they were going to take me to court. And I don't want to get into all of that. I'm serious. I got a summons, a letter, and what have you.
In the mail.
Yes, and they sent it here, yes. And I have a lot more to share, but I'm going to mute. Sister Antoinette, call me because I need to be excused, family. So thank us. Call me, Sister Antoinette, all right?
I will. I will give you a call tomorrow. Is that okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, then. I'm going to
mute. We're going to get through this, Sister Paris.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Yes.
Okay, then.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank us, Mother AZ, and we couldn't do anything without knowing that you needed help. So you put that call out, and we're going to make that happen. So thank us.
Thank us. All right, then, family. I'm going to mute. Thank us, and I'll put my hand down.
Okay, thank you. Okay, area code 706. I believe this is Brother Kwame.
Well, good evening, Sister Antoinette, Brother Eddie, and Brother Eddie too, and Mama Amy.
Greetings,
Brother
Mama.
G.
Greetings, family. Greetings.
Greetings, greetings.
How
are you?
Grateful. I'm grateful.
How are you doing?
Okay. Well,
great.
I can repair my truck, and I'm all right. So that's the best part about.
Good.
It was an accident, but I'm still alive and kicking, so I ain't got to go in no body shop, so my body's still good.
Yeah,
thanks to my creator and my ancestors. But, you know, we've been looking at this, and Eddie, you know, you the numbers man, and how we looked at this whole fiasco that they're doing in the courts is kind of like the ritual, because they did it in alignment with specific timing, because June the 23rd, 1948, Clarence Thomas came onto the planet, and he's one of the Supreme Court justices. June 24th is when they overturned Roe v. Wade, and they did it specifically because of the date, which is June is the 6th month, and the 24th date is the 6th, and 2022 is the 6th, so that's 666. And June 25th, 1954, is Sotomayor's Earth Day. And so those two justices are two of the sister just got sworn in today. So they were the two sitting deciding votes of melanated people sitting on the court to make that decision. And what it did was it now sent it back to now the white people, women, now have to deal with the charge of having their government, you know, make the decision for them in each state. And what they're doing is that they're getting as close back to, because nowhere in the Constitution does it deal with privacy. And that's in Article 12, and it deals with the 5th and the 14th Bill of Rights, no, amendments. And so we're seeing that the government is changing itself to where they're trying to use this 5G and us taking on this Wi-Fi addict mentality is being able to invade the privacy, because there isn't anything in the Constitution that deals with privacy, so they had to find a way to get into the private life of individual people here on Turtle Island. And it's kind of funny because it was 1854, the Dred Scott decision. The Dred Scott decision was specifically not so much that Dred Scott went and got married in Minnesota and came back to Missouri. It was the part of they were arguing for the slave state, because Maine was getting ready to come in to the Union, and what they made was a compromise, and says that if you make Missouri, you know, the slave state, then we'll make Maine a free state. And these are the things in which we look at, because we just celebrated Juneteenth, 1865, but there were two Juneteenths, because Mexico was fighting with Texas, because Texas was making itself a nation and being able to say that the last slaves was free, but the Mexicans had already abolished slavery because they had been fighting with the French after the French lost in 1804 to Haiti. They turned around and lost and came to Mexico and were beginning to attempt to start the slave trade there. But the Mexicans fought them, and they made, his name was Emperor Maximilian. And the Mexican soldiers, Pancho Villa and all of them, executed Maximilian on June 19, 1867, another day of freedom, because that abolished slavery in Mexico. So
yeah,
we're having a, it's a good time to get the popcorn and look at all of this, because these alignments, and especially what we've had, two parades, the planetary parade, and to Mama AZ, I know tomorrow is the 30th and Friday is the 1st, and that would be her solar return. And so she's being gifted for her her solar return is to be gifted that she goes back to the space that she has her things in, but the earth, as she knows, is her house. The earth is our floor, the skies are ceiling, the walls and the mountains are her walls. So we're looking at this great shifting with this alignment. The five planets that were been in alignment were, you know, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Mercury, and Venus. And that's the five senses of the human being. And so we've been getting this energy for the shift because July the 1st is the rising of the spirit sun and the sun that we have, and the spirit sun is the star Sirius. And so they will rise together, start rising together at daybreak on the 1st of July, leading into the calendar of what the Mayans, the Egyptian, and all of that, is that this is going to the realignment of the star system of Sirius, that galactic year, because we December 31st is when we start shooting up in the air, but that's when Sirius is directly overhead. So all of this as above, so below, and we have to understand that the divine intelligence is working and making things shift the way they're supposed to be, because like the brother was saying, they got 5G, they already advertising 10G, because when they made 5G, they already had 6, 7, 8, and 9 already in place. So what we're seeing is the invasion of this artificial intelligence attempting to suppress the divine intelligence and the galactic shift that's going on for this planet. And that's all I got to share. Thank us.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, but one other thing, because you were talking about LeBron James basketball card.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Remember Good Times, and when it came on, they had the picture of Sugar Shack with Ernie Barnes?
I have no idea who that is. I'm sure somebody
Ernie
does.
Ernie Barnes, well, JJ had on Good Times, and JJ, they used to have Good Times, and they showed this picture of these people. But anyway, Ernie Barnes' picture, that picture that he drew that they used on Good Times, sold for, I think it was 2.5 or somewhere around there, $1 million.
Oh.
And then the album, Let's Get It On, that jacket, mm-hmm. that Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On, and you see the people, that's the Sugar Shack. You see all the people dancing there, that's Ernie Barnes. That album cover is worth $250 because it's a print of his work and it's signed by him.
Oh, wow. Let me tell you this.
I would like to ask Kwame a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, can I say this first? Brother Kwame,
yes,
slavery didn't end in Delaware until 1901. Delaware was one of the last states to let go of slavery. Them and Kentucky, I believe.
Well, it ended December 18th, 1865, because that's when they did the 13th Amendment. That abolished it and made it to where it was. But you're correct. Delaware and Kentucky were not part of the states that received that left the Union. So this is why they were not under that, because it was all the southern states that they readmitted back in when they decided to abolish, to give up the slaves. But the Virginia,
yeah, even though
Delaware
was a, yeah, but Delaware was a southern state, but they still wouldn't let it go.
Right. And then the 13th Amendment is what it says, neither slavery nor indentured servitude except if you're duly convicted of a crime. So that's why the slave trade still goes on, but it only goes on in the courtroom. So when the gavel hits it,
yeah,
says you're convicted of a crime.
Yeah.
Brother Eddie, you had a question?
Yes. Those pictures in the Cosby's house. Was that picture by the same author, the melanated people walking with the umbrellas and whatnot?
No, that was the funeral procession. That wasn't by Ernie Barnes.
Okay.
That's the name of the picture is called the funeral procession. I forget the artist.
Right.
I got it, one copy of it in there on my wall. But black art has always started since, you know, even in the Harlem Renaissance, the great artists. Do you know that the bus that was used to make the dime of the Roosevelt hit was done by a black woman. That they used to mint the dime. That hit was done by a black woman. She argued with the courts and finally won that the white artist, that sculptor, that said it was his, it wasn't his, it was hers. And so they finally gave her the recognition for doing that bust.
Yeah, which took up too long for her to get that recognition. It's too long for
her. I got one more question.
Go ahead.
What month was Custard's last stand in? I know y'all going to put my behind on mute, make me sit in the corner with the cap on in a minute, but I love it. That's where I belong. That's my zip code right there. But what month was Custard's last stand in?
Pardon me?
Huh?
Oh, what was last name? I don't know.
No. What month did Custard meet his demise? Custard's last stand. Remember he Bull Run? He chased those boys up on that mound, and the rest of them came out from in the mound. He caught them in the middle, gave them the business.
Right. Yeah, that's in Montana. That's Crow Nation's area. I'm trying to think what, not Wounded Knee, what is it called? But anyway, what is the question again?
Do you know what month that was?
Okay.
June the 25th. June 25th, 1876.
You see how the ancestors work?
Right.
Now, I ain't think nothing about that, but the only reason why I'm saying what I'm saying is because of all the things that's going on at the close of this month. And at least he got his ass handed to him by indigenous people for harassing, you know, sticking his nose in places he ain't had no business doing, because, you know, there's a lot of tribes, a lot of indigenous people that, you know, nations that we've never heard of. You know, I was talking to the sister about a month ago, but I'm glad he got his. You know, that's all.
Yeah, he got killed by two bullet wounds, one in his chest and one in front of his left temple.
Yeah, that was Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull, wasn't it? Yeah, I think that's who those two chiefs were that was leading that part of those braves. But what I was saying, because Sotomayor, she's on the Supreme Court, and she was born June 25th, 1954. Dred Scott came in 1854.
Wow.
Okay. Great, beautiful information real quick. Let me get some of this out and try to get some of the class rolling, because we rolling tonight, and it's beautiful. I love it. I've been sitting back checking it in. But anyway, to basically echo on what Kwame started off with, dealing with everything that they do, it's all connected, family. If we go back to the last class last week and listen to it, the same things that we're basically saying tonight is a continuation of last week's class. So, again, as Brother Kwame said, seeing the numbers, we understand these rituals. They do things on rituals, ritual numbers. Even the words have ritual implications. So when we look at, as I said, the day that Sister Antoinette got sick, or basically called me telling me what transpired before she went into the hospital, was on 6/15/2022, 666. We talked about it. Well, again, as Brother Kwame said, 666 being Friday was when they basically overturned Roe versus Wade. 666 equals that 9. Well, as above, so below, as Brother Kwame mentioned again, comes to 9. Metaphysics comes to 9. All connected comes to 9. When we see the ritual 666 that they use, what was it or who was it pertaining to primarily? It's pertaining to the lady. Lady is 9. Better called a woman, woman is nine. What is it dealing with? The woman's rights. Rights are nine. This is why last week's class, what's in your lane? Lane is nine. What's on your square? Square is nine. It's a continuation. That nine, again, is the information that we're standing on our square, stand in our lane, that we see that these people are dealing with. At the end of the day, when we fight with our sisters for their rights, the nine is called justice. That brings us all together under a movement. Movement is nine under justice, fighting for our damn rights, the woman rights. So it all, again, it's all connected, family. And by the way, if I didn't say all connected, is also nine. So, yes, we have to find out how to connect the dots. Well, for me, it's not hard for you because my part is giving that portion of the connection behind the numbers of the words. So with that to start off, with the class, I want to start off with giving us what's basically happening right here, right now, in this time of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius, which is no more than a part of the real nature that we're entering, our God consciousness, being activated by the solar energy coming from the sun. In the sun's energy lies our divine spirit that has been awakened by the ancient waters of memory every day dealing with this age of Aquarius. We're in God's time, and we're basically linked to God's time. And right now, the God's time that we're on these airwaves is no more than the party line. We've been talking about party lines for years over the telephone, and this is basically primarily it, where we're all connected. And know that we're connected. But being connected to this party line in God's time gives us that way to communicate with the Galactic Federation. It's directly in the air and wind found in nature. This has always been, or there has always been a gap. It's time to fill in the gaps, family. And basically, that's what's happening. Along our journey, there's a reason that we meet and or hear certain people. The spiritual forces are like a magnet that draws the energy of the spirits towards each other. When we pray, during meditation, visualization, reflections, we find the truth. It is the real conviction. The lessons are spiritual. It's truth that we're coming into. And remember, the truth will set you free. All part of, this is all part of the universe, cosmic creation that I personally appreciate every day with gratitude from my mind, linked to the universe first. And like I said, this is my money. The universe first is my money because this is the information that I'm flowing with, I'm going with. And getting paid is the truth, and speaking the truth coming directly from God. That's my payoff. That's truly all of our payoffs. Because any money, any goal, anything that we have in this third dimension ain't going with us to the next round.
That is so true.
This is the spiritual. And in every day, I give that appreciation and celebration and ceremonies that come from the mind. It comes directly from our mind. And we're going to deal with right now the next holiday that we're getting ready to get into, called the 4th of July, which deals with a lot of celebration. The cooking of meat, eating of food, dance, games, sports, gossip, hearsay, and rumors. And let's not forget the fireworks and explosions. The 4th of July, known as Independence Day. But what is the true independence of the day? Our true independence is to get back into Mother Nature, into earthing, into the truth. By grounding ourselves, getting back rooted and grounded in nature, from our feet to our head, where the mind becomes a direct receiver, enables the communication from the universe through telepathy in the air we breathe. The actual explosions that people are using as far as the nonsense celebrations that we are going through is worthless, and again, we're spending money on things we shouldn't. To echo what Sister Antoinette said about Brother Ray and choosing one gas station to basically offset them increasing the prices of gas.
No, to lower it, not increase.
No, I'm saying, yeah, we want them to lower it because of their increasing the gas. So, yes.
Right.
Thank you for the correction. So, again, we're into the artificial explosions and fireworks. And, again, I use that parable of using one gas station because gas is 14, fireworks is 41. Stop buying the damn fireworks, family, because, again, the explosions, as I mentioned, are directly in the mind. And they set off the fireworks that have been dormant in the brain that are giving us positive thoughts. Every time these fireworks go off, it's the fireworks within our brains, not the fireworks that we're being spectators again. We're not spectators, we're participants. That's why a participant is 41. Fireworks is 41. You're participating in your own brain. Your fireworks that's hitting the synapses in your cranial nerves to give you different and new thoughts. But are we recognizing the truth and questioning the untruth, the lying? So,
Brother Eddie,
again,
I'd like to also add that also we have to be mindful, what are they putting in these fireworks now? Especially since they can't keep pushing off this COVID. I mean, so now they're going to put the monkey virus, the whatever they, you know, their latest gimmicks, you know, things in these fireworks now.
That's a good one. I like that. I didn't think about that. The monkey virus, see, because monkey is 14. Coronavirus is 41.
Mm-hmm.
Chemtrails are 41. I've been mentioning now for several years that fireworks is 41. And what's in the fireworks are different toxic chemicals and metals. The same toxic metals that are in the chemtrails are in fireworks. And we're inhaling that every time we expose ourselves to these toxic fumes that we're paying for our own demise. I've been, you know, again, how many times do I have to say, do we forget? For the last 2 to 3 years, every time the 4th of July comes around, I mention this. Brother Wes even came back 1 year, several years ago, and testified that, yes, fireworks and chemtrails have the same toxic metals. But, again, it's out there for any of us to find. But, again, for me, it's the numbers that show me what's already there, hidden in plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I forgot to even mention that today's date, 6/29/2022, is a 5. And that's what we're here to do, to fill in the gaps. Fill in the gap is 50, which is a 5. See, because the people that we meet, and let me basically go over this real quick to see how all of this is that number 2. The year of the tiger, tiger being 2, but more than that. The age of Aquarius, age 13, Aquarius 34. 13 plus 34 is 47. 4 plus 7, 11, that's a 2. When we look at real nature, real 13, nature 25. Again, 38, that's a 2. We have God consciousness. Yes, sir, Brother Kwame.
I'm listening to what you're sharing, and I jumped the gun too soon, but what was yesterday?
What was yesterday? Yesterday was a 13. Yesterday was, I looked at it as 6/1/6, the Last Supper, my brother. 13,
no, yesterday was 28. The 28. Today is the 29th.
No, but I'm saying when you look at 28, 2 plus 8 is 1. So you see that 6/28 is a 1, and it's 6/20/22 is a 6. When I see it, I see 6/1/6/13, which is a 4, just like today is a 5. But go ahead.
But yesterday was the 28th, which is the new moon.
Okay.
And Cancer. And you take 8 and 2 is 10, and 6 and 6 is 12, that's 22.
Mm-hmm.
And the 22, when you're talking about the number, but we're seeding on this night, on the 29th, we're putting into to our universe these thoughts and these energies that have been given, what each one is sharing, in order for it to come to light in this Cancer moon, because this moon now is getting ready to wax and bring to light all the things that we are transmitting through our frequencies and our minds and hearts. And you're talking about fireworks, but the thing that we have to understand how fire works, when you burn fire, you can cook food or it can kill you. What they're doing is putting chemicals, those are explosions, but fire in its essence gives off negative ions the same way as a waterfall, same way as water on a beach. The fire gives off what's called negative ions. That's why we use fire in ceremony, because it's part of the four elements. You know, you got earth, air, water, fire. And so in the how fire works, it works to, it can work to help keep you warm, cook your food and do that, or fire can burn and it can kill you. The process of what they're doing is making fire work to disseminate toxins that they put inside with the gunpowder that causes the explosion to release the energies of chemicals that's put inside of those things that they launch or they put into firecrackers and sparkles and all of that is because they use fire to work for the death of people, not for the life of people.
Yes, I concur. I definitely concur. Because along with the fire, they're using waves. As we said, 5G. We're talking about 6G. And by the way, 6G is 13. Which is why we keep talking about 6G, 7G, and so forth.
Yeah, they're already advertising 10G.
Oh, yeah. The waves come up to 21 like fire comes up to 21. Well, let's not forget, even when we just mentioned 5G comes up to 12, the reverse of 21, the waves, the fire. This fire we're talking about is in the waves of 5G, family. It's not just the fire and the fire works. This fire is all around us, baby, because the fire is also in the shot that has been given for the venom, the vaccine, to create carnage, death, the walking dead of the zombies. So, yes, when we talk about fire, when I see the number, I see all that's connected to where we are here and now.
Right.
So, again, that's beautiful, added to the puzzle, to the information, to the learning in the class tonight that we're sharing. Because, again, this is why certain people call in, certain people we're accustomed to hearing their voice, because these are certain people we were supposed to meet to help fill in the gap. As I was saying, that two is the gap. People are two. Gap is two. Certain people have information that fills the gap, family. So we can
right,
see our story. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, 5 and 7 is 12, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. G is the 7th letter of the alphabet.
That's 5G, yeah.
5G
is, 7.
Is 12. That's 7
right.
And 5 and 7 is 12.
Correct.
So in that being the three, the part of what we're doing is that we're understanding that they're using the coding, and what they're doing is just like when the guy that shot up the 1488, the 88 was to stand for High Hitler because that's the eighth alphabet, which is H and H. And so what we're looking at is that they're using it in coding in doing what they're doing because you deal with the number 7, a base by 4 to equal 3 to the 1. And so what even they're doing on January 6th, 1 and 7 is, 6 and 1 is 7. And they're arguing now in the Capitol, but what is on top of the Capitol, she stands on top of the Capitol is liberty. She is the representative that they copied of ISIS. She stands with the crown, the four-star crown on her head, the sword and the shield. That's what's on top of the Capitol that they charged into in insurrection that they're now sitting in court arguing the part that there wasn't any insurrection or do we charge this man as guilty of creating an overthrow for the government. Under that part, because see, this is the end. This is, you keep saying Aquarius. It's the end of the Piscean Virgo. That's what that Liberty stands for. She's representing the United States is founded on the constellation Virgo. Pisces is in the east. And so this system is ending, and now it's coming to be the Aquarius, the water bearer, and the Leo, the lion, which is there in Harem Het that sits in Kemet. And the water bearer is here, Aquarian, in this land. And so this is what we're having to look at as far as how this country is now realigning with the alignment that's coming in the heavens. These constellations and the energy that they're tapping into is why you say July 4th is the celebration, but that's why I gave July 1st is when the alignment of the spirit sun and our sun come up and rise together through that day leading up to the part of moving into from Cancer into Leo, because that opens up what? The Lion's Gate. And the Lion's Gate, because on the 24th of July, the star Sirius shines into the Queen's Chamber on the Pyramid of Giza and reactivates the rising of the Nile. This is how perfected we had gotten with our astro me and combining our earth energy. So all of this is what they're doing in having that celebration and copying the Memphis that the seat and the reflection pool with the obelisk, but that's not an obelisk because the obelisk that we made that sits in the Big Ben and the obelisk and Cleopatra's needle is made from one complete stone. Those are pieced together granite stacked on top of each other. They couldn't even duplicate what we did, and they call it a monument. It's not an obelisk.
Okay, that's great. That's, like I said, all of that is what we're talking about. What's your piece of the puzzle? Or what's your connection of the information? And you just gave your connection of the information, which is your piece of the puzzle.
Right.
And that's, again, I don't want to leave out touching back on 5G, family. We've been into 5G ever since they invented an apparatus that's called the TV or television. TV, T being 7, V being 5, 5G, TV. So that was the test run of programming, as we always talked about. When television first came out and it signed off, they would tell you today's programming is over. So TV has always been a part of 5G. We've just come full circle now. And if we don't...
Brother Eddie.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, forgive me. But did all of this stuff really start affecting our health when they first brought electricity into the homes? You know, the first the first start of energy. Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's what I was always curious about.
Thanks, Brother Kwame. A quick answer, that's it. Yeah. So, we've been into it. And like I said, this is the time. God's time, our time, truth that's bringing us out of this program, of all this bull crap that we've been excreted on, as they shits mentioned, shit rolls down here. And if we down the hill, we've been shitted on for a long time. So we're coming from under all the shit, because the shit is no more than the fertilizer that has helped the growth that we're now sprouting up.
Right.
Coming out. And it ain't coming out the closet. is coming out to speak up and speak out, speaking truth to power.
Right. Well, could I add to that, S-H-I-T?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and mine is that it's special high-intensity training. We've now seen what this training process has been, and we've been through our training day. Because when you talked about the television and the programming, what happened when television went off? What was on the screen?
You had the flag, then you had the snow that came in afterwards.
But
it says that the programming has been completed.
You also had that Indian that would come on sometimes.
There you go, the Indian. You know what the Indian represents? We now call them QR codes because the QR code, for them to reprogram the cameras to get the right frequency to send off, they created the QR code of the Indian, of the native here in this country. They made him the symbol that they could automatically reprogram that camera to send off that direct frequency to transmit that television wave. That's what
understand.
That Indian stood for. It's just like a QR code or a barcode. That Indian was designed that it had a code. It had a coding in the way that you could focus in on it, and it would line up the transmission that went through the television camera to transmit at the same frequency. They didn't have to recalibrate anything. All they did was focus on the Indian, and they were back on the same frequency. It's just like you see that they have these little cards and they have all the little square cards, and you can scan it and it automatically reads the pattern to give them the code.
Yes.
It's just like an algorithm. It's automatic.
Okay.
That was the way that they began to create the algorithm, was with that Indian that they used on the television screen to reprogram. When they turned on the cameras, all they did was pointed it at that Indian, and it automatically reprogrammed them right back to the frequency that they needed to transmit from. And what did we had three programs. We had Outer Limits, what was it?
Twilight Zone,
Outer Limits, and One Step Beyond. We control the horizontal, the vertical. We have the control. Then you had what? The Outer Limits, that we're taking you someplace you haven't been, and then you go, welcome to the Twilight Zone. Those three was the key to programming. Those three programs was the programming of what they do today. Because they control the vertical, they control the horizontal, they control the volume on communication. There's no longer VHF and UHF. Now it's all digitally controlled through fiber optics. They just improve on the transmission.
So what, digital is 31. They're using
what's
all
fiber
of this.
Optics?
I'll have to get back. That's a word with a number I don't use, so I will get back to you on that. But again, the direct of digital being 31 is to replace the spiritual, to replace the spirit, to replace the truth, to replace God.
Right.
This
but what
is why, again, it's also called now the metaverse. All of it's coming back to four. That's the artificial. Artificial four is the metaverse compared to the real being four. Truth. So, yeah, we're able to offset because there's balance. Once we see it behind the numbers of the words, we can see the balance and what they're using within all these rituals that are no more than routines. They do this routinely every year. We're getting more and more abreast. And I ain't talking about chicken breast, family. We're getting more abreast of the situations so that we, again, The two is the gap that we're here to do, is to fill in the gaps that they basically purposely left off, left out, or lied about. Because the majority of it is a lie. It's his story, not our story. And this is what we're doing by filling in the gaps. So that frequency, as Brother Kwame talked about, will activate through the words that are being mentioned. Because, again, we're being activated because we're speaking it
right
into existence. But we have to stop speaking the garbage, the program, the shit that they threw on the wall that became the word of law that we keep using once we hear it. And we stop using words like a common cold and the flu, and insert words like coronavirus, COVID-19, Delta variant, and Omicron all come to the same numbers as the cold and flu. And how often are we talking about the cold and flu? And how often are we talking about COVID-19? See, you didn't come back talking about, they said you got the cold and you got to accept you had a cold. No. They said you had a cold by using a code word called COVID-19. It's a cold. They coming up because, again, at the end of the day, COVID-19, which comes to the two, is all about the money. Money is two. It's all about the money.
Yeah.
Ain't a damn
Fiber
thing funny.
Optic.
Oh, go ahead.
Fiber optics comes to a 48. Fiber is 23 and optics is 25.
Okay. That's that three that we were talking about. We talked about 5G and TV, fiber optics. Fiber
is
three. So thank you.
Fiber is five. Fiber is the five. That's 23.
Right.
Fiber is five.
And fiber optics is, right, and fiber optics, it was a brother named Dr. Menza, and he used to teach physics after he left AT&T. And what he did was he took glass and he was able to break apart glass and string it to be as fine as a hair, just like we have our 9-ether hair. And he was able to create it to where he could be able to transmit frequencies through that fiber optics, because copper can only take so much heat, but you can transmit through fiber optics the light transmission, just like we do with a laser beam. And so this is how they were able to create this digital network, by using the netting together of the glass, the sand, melting it down and making it into glass and stringing it into fiber optics to make it that fiber. But they the whole concept came out of back in the industrial age, when you pick the cotton and then you take it and you turn it into thread, you had to send it to a factory to where it was woven into fabric. And they saw that we can take this and string all of these different colored threads together and wove them together. And this is where they began to see how they could make this interlocking together of those cotton threads and be able to make it to where we could make this fabric. And then they did the same thing with being able to use that same science in making a worldwide web. Because the first web was the telegraph that they transmitted and dropped in the ocean from America to the UK. And then they began to use the Morse code. And this is why you have that they write codes. Gil Scott Heron, ... Gil Scott was telling us it was about the coding, and then they created what was called the algorithm, and that the zeros and the ones and how to run them together. Only thing they did was took our science, our science of knowledge and how to code and write in code, and that's what they did in creating this whole web system of algorithms, and they went from Jim Crow after slavery to Jim Code. Now they put racism into computers. They program the computers to do the racist things that people used to do. Now they get the computers to do it.
Yeah.
Because man writes the program and the codes. That's why Silicon Valley uses silica. Create the way they transmit is through using silica, because it uses the crystal, the energy to be able to transmit and vibrate at that frequency, and the crystal keeps perfect time, and that's why we had quartz watches.
Yes, sir. Those crystals that we always talking about, that's why crystals are our defense, because we come from crystals by way of call stardust. The crystals are no more than dust that we come from. So, yes, that's our natural defense. Defense being 32, 5, crystal being 32, 5.
But most crystals are formulated from the water silica, which comes up in Hot Springs, Arkansas. They have 1.5 million gallons that comes up out of the earth every day. And this is the formation through the frequency of the Schumann and what's coming down from above formulates those crystals, because they're over 170 miles east and west and over 40 to 70 miles north and south of crystals. We have one of the largest one body of crystal in the world is there in Hot Springs, Arkansas. The other is in Brazil, and the other one is in Mauritania, which they have what's called spirit quartz crystals, that they grow a crystal, but then they grow tiny crystals on top of those crystals. And so these are all the mineral people that record all the vibration, just as we have Mama Z always talking about the grandmothers and grandfathers. Those are the oldest record keepers, because the stones and the rocks that are here have been receiving and recording everything that's been going on the planet. That's why we use them in ceremony. That's why we say go sit on a rock or go get a rock. And when you have challenges and thinking about something, just go walking in nature and pick up a rock and sit down with it in your hand and think about what you will change your thoughts, because that rock holds a memory, and it will transmit while you're holding it.
Excuse me, Brother Kwame. Yes, Brother Evans, we have 7 minutes left. You have to let me know what do you want to do.
Well, as long as we having a good class of conversation and discussion, we'll keep it going when it slows down and get to that part. First of all, thank you for asking, but let me ask you, how are you feeling?
I feel fine.
So, with that, yeah, you just told the family that we only have 6 minutes or so before you go to the lounge.
Yeah,
and,
let me give out the number. Folks,
the number
if you wish to continue with us, go ahead, Brother Eddie.
The number is 515-605-9343. Again, that's 515-605-9343.
Okay, I want to remind everyone to not forget Thrive Bones on Sunday at 10 a.m. for the Helios Filios. Oh, and that's Eastern time, forgive me. For the Helios Filios, the drum on Sunday at 3 p.m., Brother Ray, you know, really expressed that everyone needs to be drumming, and this is the work that's being done by word of mouth. So, you know, you want to make sure that people know that, you know, we are drumming at 3 p.m. for a change, you know, for divine intervention. And am I forgetting anything?
No, I don't think so. I think you got it all.
Okay. Wow, that's unusual. Okay, well, great. And Brother Eddie, you want to give out your contact information?
Yes, I can be contacted at eharris12764@gmail.com. And Brother Kwame, I forgot to mention, along with the crystals, 32, defense 32, that we come from Stardust. Dust is 23. That dust is part of the chosen. Chosen is 23. So, yes.
Yeah, and I do know what I forgot. I do know what I forgot. Forgive me. Brother Ray has stressed that we need to pick one gas station, you know, as a group, you know, pick one gas station and support that gas station and only buy gas for that one so that, you know, we can force them to drive down these prices of gas. And excuse me, my voice, I got to get some water. But so y'all want to keep that in mind. We have to, we're going to have to come together and decide which gas company that we will support. Okay, and with that, I'm complete, y'all. Y'all can go ahead.
Okay. Brother Kwame, were you finished? Did you have something more to add?
Well, no more than with these days of celebration and the days of these alignments, we have to begin to do, we're doing our spiritual work, but in that word spiritual is the word ritual. And understanding how we got to connect to the ritual and being able to, you know, be dependent, not to be dependent. They say Independence Day. We're not dependent on that. What we depend on is what makes the sun rise and make that spirit sun rise. That's where our focus needs to be, depending on a higher power than man, and began to focus in on how we reconnect back to our Mother Earth, because in that word earth is the word heart, the word hear, the word ear, the word art, the word tear. All of that is in that one word of earth, and we have to reconnect back to her. And like you said, get to doing that, reconnect the soul, so that energy right now, the sun on the 21st has reached its highest peak. Now it's going to be receding and going back south because it's reached its highest level, the longest day. Now it's traveling to make it for the longest night, which will be the winter solstice. But in the sun's energy, we need to tap back in and get out and receive that energy and those downloads that's going to be coming from two suns that are going to be in alignment. We're getting serious energy because she will be in alignment with the sun as it rises, and the planetary alignment of the planet parade, they're still in. And with Neptune going in retrograde and Pluto connecting with Neptune, that means that there's some reversal in the spiritual energies, because Neptune is in the sign of Pisces and it will be there for another 20 or more years. And so what we have to do is be able to, as above, so below, realign ourselves with this solar and our solar system's energy and be able to utilize that, because that's how they founded this country, by aligning with Virgo and Pisces when they began to set up this 1776 and formulating this country. What we have to begin to do is realign ourselves back with the Aquarian and Leo age, because this is a time leading from July until August the 19th is when the Lion Gate closes, that we have these portals that are open, that opens up the galaxy, that we can go outside of our galaxy and tap into those energies outside of the Milky Way.
Great, great. And to reiterate, family, just to see what's behind the numbers that they give these dates and titles to. So again, as Brother Kwame said, Independence Day. For me, real quick, Independence Day is 49. 4 plus 9 is 13. That's God. 13 is truth. 13 is spirit. I mean, 13 or 4 is spiritual. 4 is the sun. As he said, all of this is dealing with the rising of the sun, even the full moon, which comes to 4. All of this is part of our Independence Day. It's spiritual truth, family. All of it goes back to that 4. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, from the beginning to the end. So, yes, it's all connected, family. And all I ask is find your patterns and be able to recognize them. Because along your journey, you are the witness to see certain things. And you testify. Your testimony is your message that becomes part of your story. Because at the end of the day, our life, and I can't say that I don't know anyone that somewhere in their life, some part of their life was a mess. And that's what we've learned, what to do. That mess becomes the message. We learn how to deliver the message from the mess that we went through so that we get vital information behind our story. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, and I would just suggest in doing that, this is a new moon, begin to write out what you want to see manifest in this energy of this moon waxing into this cat, because it's going to change. It's really the scarab, but they call it the crab because they just changed it when they stole the astrological charting from the Temple of Dendera in Kemet. And so being able to know what that scarab beetle represented is a death and rebirth, that it rolled down in the direction of the sun, and it crawled inside, and it laid its eggs, and it gave up itself, laying there in that cocoon of nest. And then those eggs were able to feed off of that which was inside that parent that laid the eggs, and crawl out and be a new beetles again. But it was through rolling up in that dung, that what you talk about, that special high intensity training, is that they rolled itself and crawled into that and rebirthed itself, a death and a rebirth, the same way that a caterpillar spins the silk web and makes itself a cocoon and turns into a butterfly. We are able to metamorphose if we understand how to do the work within to transform that programming and reprogramming our DNA with the frequency of what's coming to the planet, because we're all being, like Eddie said, the stardust. That stardust that we breathe in, millions of particles of stardust hits this planet every day. Pounds and pounds of it hit this planet. And especially in nature, it's not distorted like it is in the urban areas, because you're banned from it connecting to the earth. It's connected with concrete. It's getting polluted by telephone waves and high power lines and all the distortion and pollution that's there. And the thing is that we have to understand, we're talking about the gas prices. But you look at that transmission of that, those fuels are letting off lead. We have a thing about lead poisoning and smog. We're polluting our own air and doing that. But when you come back to nature, these trees and the leaves and the things that's coming from the energy, from the tree, from the plant relatives, gives us the necessary frequency of energy to help us in this transformation of this rebirthing of us as human beings. Because it's been said that we're moving from a Homo sapien to a Homo spiritus. And in that transformation, we got to be able to tune into the right frequency to help this body transform, because this body is 70% water, just as this earth is 70% water. So we're walking and being able to have that much water contained in our body and in our brain to be able to activate, and especially with the ice caps and the Antarctic and the Arctic melting, releasing that ice that's been frozen for millions of years is purified water that now is falling in the ocean and evaporating and coming back down as rain to reactivate the conscious memory of this dormant pollution that's been put into us. So we have all the tools. We just have to, what Rumi says, everything in the universe is within you. When will you learn to use yourself?
That's it. A quote from my group, Parliament: program, deprogram, and reprogram. The system has programmed us. It's up to us, by fixing us, to deprogram us. It's nature that has, or that is reprogramming us by way of memory, by being grounded. So, yes, program, deprogram, and we're being reprogrammed as we speak.
What was that song, Eddie? What is the song? Put your foot on the rock and note your feet. It's something about put your foot on the rock. It was back in the day, and I can't remember the, all of the words to it. Put your foot on the rock.
I vaguely remember
don't
that.
Stop.
Yeah, I got, man, you making me think now. And
yeah.
And I'm thinking, too. I'm trying to remember.
A song of the
song
day.
Called put your foot on the rock and pat your foot. Don't stop.
Right.
Put your foot on the rock and pat your foot. Don't stop. Because that rock has a memory, and you put your soul on that rock and that connection, and you just patting and taking in that energy, just as you do when you walk on the soil. Or what we see, that it's two layers to that. Just like we have ash on our skin, the earth has soil, which is a living, breathing, live plant. I mean, live energy that when it sheds and it becomes dirt, that's all it is. It's just the ash that's coming off the soil.
And I forgot to mention earlier, when you mentioned rot a little bit earlier, that deals with the memory, understanding the number of rock is 13, family.
Oh.
Solid as a rock. Rock is 13, presenting that truth.
Ashford and Simpson.
Right. Also dealing with water being 22, 4. Rock is 13, 4. See, it's all connected once we see how both water and the rock act memories.
Right. And holds memory and consciousness.
That's it. That's it. And I was giving to the family the song for me for the month. And since this month is over, carry it into next month. It's the old song. Don't tell me. It's just calling out around the world as a dancing in the street.
Right.
Oh, okay, yes.
Time is here and the time is right. For folks,
for dancing in the street.
It's time to start that movement of that dance, which is no more than that dance activating from that movement and that sweat on the earth and that pounding that activate and stimulate those brain cells to change. As we see it, that's why a caterpillar changes into that butterfly. We're going through a metamorphosis.
Right.
A metaphysical change, a spiritual change. That's why it all comes back to that four, that rock, that water, that God, that truth, that spirit, that spiritual, that's absolute.
And you,
so, yeah.
And you said it. And you said it's powerful because Ashford and Simpson said it's for love's sake that each mistake we forgave and we became solid as a rock.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's the music, family.
Yeah.
That music that we have to get back to, buried in the archives of those albums and 45s. That melody.
And how was that vibration transmitted? Through a what? Diamond needle.
Diamond needle. At a 33rd and a third degree spin. But at
and
LP.
45.
And a 45 at 78 degree spin when it spins on the turntable.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, again, we're just returning, cycling back, because within nature, through telepathy and communication directly from the cosmic universe and Milky Way, it's all the same. When Brother Kwame talks about the Milky Way, that's that too. The universe is two. Cosmic is two. Cosmos is two. When certain people talk about these things, they're referencing to what we also call the esoteric, which is two.
Right.
It's all part of the gap that's missing that a lot of us have, that insight to share. Because what we have is not for us alone. It's a piece to be shared to the whole, to that frequency of sound. Go ahead. Did I hit a nerve? I heard you say, oh.
Yeah, because I remember what I was supposed to be saying, because you kept saying the gap, the gap, the gap, okay? And the thing that we're doing in filling the gap is that God awakens people.
Mm-hmm.
Or God answers prayer, and that's what we're doing. What we're doing is the Creator's work by saying what we think to awaken the people that hear what is coming through this blog show.
That's it. That's why, like I said, when we pray through meditation, visualization, and reflections, activates that spiritual magnet that finds each other. It finds us.
Right.
And it pulls
us
together. This is what's happening right now to prepare us for this spiritual war that we're already in. It's not coming. It's here, family. And we just have to strengthen one another while we are strengthening ourselves in this third dimension of physical and material nonsense that we have to deal with before getting to that next dimension, the fourth and the fifth dimension. The more we talk about it, the more we manifest it. The more we talk about COVID-19, the coronavirus, Delta variant, and Omicron, the more it manifests. We can control the vertical. We can control the horizontal. We can deluge your mind with images or make it crystal clear. We're taking you to the inner reaches of your mind, baby, to the outer limits. We control it now. We control that frequency. So, yes.
But we must begin as elders, remind the next generation of these tools, of what was implemented and used to begin this process of what they are now faced with, having the task of changing and stopping being Wi-Fi junkies.
Yeah, that's why part of the gap, as we say it, when we fill in the gap, is dealing with the gap is right now old school. Old school is 29, which is 2, and gap is 2, 11. So, yeah, it's old school, as you said, the elders.
Right, but what do they call, what most young people call elders when they say, hey, OG?
Mm-hmm.
OG, because you the old school.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, again, and even looking at the new school, it's 31.
Right.
That's God. Essence that we're basically fighting for, our youth, the new school, the children, 31, new school, 31.
Right.
As they say, but, 31, the spirit of God.
Right. But I had the honor, you know, when I was up there with my mom for her 90th birthday, because my daughter and my grandson came with their wives, and they brought the youngest member of the family was my great grandson. And so in that being able to take that 1-year-old and that 90-year-old and everybody that was there was the in between.
Mm.
And that's
that
so
one
beautiful.
Source came that 1/7th generation. And they had on display her high school diploma, which said that she was from Aberdeen Colored High School. And the kids couldn't believe that there was a colored high school. But that's the way you keep that focus alive, because we did have school and we did have the teaching of our own. So that was a memory that all of them now have, that they took pictures of and saw it, that their grandmother, their great-grandmother, their great-great-grandmother was a student of a colored high school and an elementary school.
Yeah, my dad was too.
Yes.
My grandparents' house was the first color school in Delaware.
Right. But see, how many of us know these parts of our story? And that's what we have to begin to bring to them, because they tell us his story, but what's our story?
Yes. Right.
What's our books?
And that's what we
say?
Don't.
That's what we're going to do. That's what we do. I'm not saying that we don't. This is what we do. This is how we bring about the new transformation and that metamorphosis that Brother Eddie and I have been sharing. That's the metamorphosis. Give them the tools, because they come with a purpose. But we give them the tools of knowledge that we have and what we use for them to take and make it more better. And the thing that you ask them, is this going to free us?
That's correct. That's correct. Even real quick, as soon as you said 13. 13 is the tool, baby.
Right.
These numbers, the tools to fight with. And I'll write quick. It hit me. I want to put some of these activists here in Chicago and these preachers in Chicago on blast, who also perpetrate as activists here in Chicago, you know, because for years, at least the last 10 years, people always ask, why aren't you an activist? No, see, because I tried it with real information, with all these so-called activists here and preachers. And as Teddy said, and wake up everybody, preachers preach the truth, teach the children, and teach the babies. And before I get into the activists, I got to get on these preachers. All these preachers I talked to in the last 10 years, y'all still ain't doing nothing but bumping your gums. Because when you have access to a building called a church. And church, by the way, is two, y'all. We back to that too. That was the original places that we basically went in the basements and learned how to read when we weren't permitted to read.
Right.
I've been saying for the longest, open your damn doors from Monday to Saturday. And all these children, especially you activists who are out there, Ceasefire and all these other groups here, talking about prevention, and you there after the fact, even after the fact, get these kids. Yeah, I'm sorry. Forgive me for that. Get these children and take them to the facilities of these churches to give them something to do, but better to teach them.
Right.
We're not replacing anything. How can you change a situation and we don't have anything to replace the chaos, the nonsense that's happening in the environments that these children are in and are coming from? We're not
right.
giving resources, and we have the damn resources. This is why
right.
they don't want me in these churches talking out, because, again, you know, why we keep going to anybody when we, especially in the black communities, when you got a damn church on damn near every block?
Right.
And ain't none of y'all open? Ain't none of y'all really trying to fix the problem, because all of y'all are baiting around waiting for money coming from the government, and you're perpetrating on what you're doing for the community, and look how far we're going, slipping into darkness.
And what day is coming up? Dependent Day. That's what that's why they call it. Independent. You are in a dependent state, and you don't know how to free yourself.
Like I said, for those of us who have been giving ways out and tools and things that we can use, because I even went to just regular people who got nice money, or they got a place, a house, a basement, a garage big enough to set up to just hold community meetings, places that they can get organized to get the children. You know, if you just got a group. That you know a group of children that were okay that you can do this, and let them radiate that goodness that you taught them to their peers. None of this
right.
is fair on deaf ears, and it's for a reason. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
And one good thing is right there, because you have Margaret Burroughs on 33rd and Wabash opened up her living room and began to let people come in and see our story. And it grew that she opened up the living room and then had to open up the rest of her house, because she had accumulated so much of our story that they did what? Opened up the DuSable Museum. That's how talking about.
Anyone that wants to come in on this conversation and your line's not open, just press the number 1 and you can join in with the brothers. And those that already have your line open, you're welcome to at any time join in with the brothers. I don't want anyone to feel that you're being excluded.
Come on back, Brother Ed. You was out there and you had a lot to talk about. Lay it on us.
Tell me you're taking a nap. Because I know that's Brother West. You hear him snoring on the phone.
Yeah,
Brother West is good for that.
Yeah,
I'm surprised he ain't chimed in this evening.
Well,
but
something got him.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, but hey, man, I love building with the family, and I'm grateful for the knowledge exchange, because, as they say, each one teach one, and everybody's got something to go into the pot so we can feed ourselves one day.
Yes. Speaking of feeding ourselves, we have another chicken plant that went down. I know that most of y'all don't eat meat, but I eat meat. So it was of interest to me. Okay, good.
And that's by design, because what they're doing is because they're already knowing these are the hottest summers, and a lot of the crops that are burning up because there's not rain in certain areas.
Yes.
Now there's going to be a shortage of vegetables, but then you're going to burn up the chicken plant. So come fall and come winter, we're going to have a major problem.
A major shortage.
Right, a major shortage, but even going to make it even worse is what's going to be in there. And if these fuel prices, and there's another thing that they're talking about, that they're going to run out of diesel oil in the next 4 to 8 weeks because there's a shortage of that oil. And if those diesels can't get that oil, how are things going to get to marketplaces that we go to purchase?
That's right. And we already see food shortages. But this plant that shut down was in Tennessee, and it's one of America's largest chicken producers that is shut down. They shut down.
And
so that's something that, you know, hold your caps, folks. It's going to be a wild summer. They have this group that's out, and they're called the White Boy Summer. And so they're out for their destruction against us because it's supposed to be a rally sign for white supremacy.
Yeah. And this is all by design because we're getting ready to have is another civil war. We're in the starting of this civil war.
Yes, unfortunately we are.
Gil Scott, whosoever controls your resources control your world.
Yes. Yes.
Babies can't get formula. Now they're talking about getting it from Mexico and other countries that sending stuff in. You don't know what is in that you're getting ready to give your child. Then you have women that their hygiene products are shortage. And you're looking at all of these things that are attacking major things that we overlook sometimes. And come to realize when there's a shortage, wow, now what are we going to do? Oh, and water.
Yeah.
Because my daughter out in California, Lake Mead is drying up. California is having a drought, a major drought. Cases, a six-pack of water costs you $11. Dollars for water. They have gone up water in California. That the people, they were saying that all along it, in different areas of California, they telling you know people about watering and can't use water and how you know there's a shortage coming in of bottled water.
But don't they have a shortage every year on water where they you know, they can't water their lawns and things like that.
Oh, that's drought, yeah, but they had that. But I'm talking about drinking water. There is a shortage of drinking water for them. Because how do they get their water? It's got to be trucked in.
Yes.
This is all part of the famine dealing with the third horseman. Of
yes,
the apocalypse,
yes, it is.
You know, food and gas of 14.
Yes.
They do that every year, but it's as you say, it's going to get worse. And as soon as you mention the trucks and the diesel fuel that they will be a shortage in the next 4 weeks, I immediately went to my last job, which was on Union Pacific Railroad, and the engines run off of diesel fuel. And that's going to be a big problem when those 100 car box cars and everything that moves across those tracks aren't getting ran because of a shortage of fuel. So, yeah, all of these are going to combine and make everything much worse than what it is. So, yeah.
But is that
is that a push for them to really push the electric cars and, you know, the abundance of electricity, you know, with the cars and everything else, and, you know, which could be, is that why the electric prices? I heard in one state where they said the, in Pennsylvania, where the electric bills are doubled.
Right. Because you look at the heat waves that's going across the eastern side of the country, and even in the southwest, and the south especially. I mean, you got places that's 100 degrees for 4 and 5 days. Do you know how much electricity is used to try to keep places cool? Businesses are opening back up, restaurants and stores. All of them are running. And so this is why, this is the thing that I was saying about the sun. And the thing that's getting ready to happen with the sun is what's called the solar maximum and the solar minimum. We're ending the solar minimum. That's when the sun is farthest. But the solar maximum is that heat intensifies because of the sun's distance from the earth. And what we're going to be getting is that we're going to get coronal mass ejections, that the sunspots that are coming off the sun and the radiation waves that's going to be hitting. And so they are already preparing for this, because if you look at the commercials that they're talking about, electric companies are insulating their transformers, burying power lines underground, because they know that this heat wave and these coronal mass ejections going to knock out power lines. And so what they're doing is insulating, and they're pumping solar, because this is the only way that they're going to be able to harvest and have the electrical to keep the grid running by using the solar. It's getting ready to be a challenge here on this planet. It's not so much.
Yes.
And the thing that's happening is the people that are not used to all of this and having used this, that lives basically in nature, are adaptable, because they know how to adapt, and they know what nature provides for them in these type of seasons. So they're more adaptable. It's what we have been banned from and herded into these urban areas that we depend on basically everything it takes for us to survive from a source that is controlled by somebody that don't look like us.
Yeah.
Yes, prepare, family, prepare. We got to be ready and stop getting ready. So,
I came back. I got tuna, the big cans. I got 2 cases of salmon, red salmon and just regular salmon. So I've got canned salmon that I can live off of all to the winter, to next year, because it's only me. And being able to have that type, and then I got beans and rice, and I got a whole case of MREs that I got for emergency. So, I mean, I'm stockpiling the necessary foods that's non-perishable that I can survive off, that don't take much to prepare. Because fish gives you omega-3s, and it gives you, you know, the nutrients that you need. And you can make many different types of things you can do with fish. Being able to have beans and rice, cornmeal, the basic things that's non-perishable should be stocked up on now.
Yeah, I have a clip for y'all. I had put it in. So let me play this clip if y'all don't mind.
I'm saying, man, your boy Papa Duck back with nothing, man. Listen, boy, they do it wrong, man. If you've seen the thumbnail, then you already know what this video is about. Like, comment, subscribe if you ain't done it already. And if you or anybody you know want to promote on our channels, go to papaduckpromo@gmail.com. P-Valley, did y'all see the last episode, man? The one that came out yesterday. Listen, this is my thing about this. Like I say, I don't give a damn what your sexual preference is. I don't. But I have an issue with how they are trying to push this upon us. See, these kids these days, these ain't the same kids when we was little. These kids pick up on things. They smarter than we are. They got more access to information than we had. Not only that, this is how you tear down a culture. See, this is bigger than your sexual preference. And this is what I want you to understand in the beginning of the video. This has nothing really to do with your sexual preference. They're just using it in a way to promote their agendas. But this is how you tear down a culture. Now, black women, y'all should be the most pissed. Because this is how they portray black men in the public eyes. If you know anything about psychology, we mimic what we see. You understand me? They understand that if they surround us with a ideology, we pick it up by nature. So when they put on TV that it's okay for a rapper by the name of Lil Murder to be doing what he's doing with other grown like men, like I can't really, I'm trying to, you know, y'all got to go see the last episode. That wasn't cool, man. And again, I don't have no issue with your sexual preference. It's just the way they're pushing it up on us. So black women, y'all should be the most pissed. See, cause back in the day, you couldn't be around my grandma acting like you wanna, like you a woman, like you one of them as a guy. Oh, they'll whoop your ass. They'll shoot you. Man, my grandma would have shot the shit out of you for trying to portray one of them around them, hanging around them with the whoop de whoop. And again, I have nothing to do with your sexual preference. I'm just showing you how they're trying to portray and push this upon us for their personal agendas. The population control is one. They don't want this black melanin to be duplicated for two. Now, the main thing I want y'all to take from this video is this. This is how you can tear down a culture by the perception that you put out there through the media, through these networks, through P-Valley and a lot of these other sitcoms and TV shows. This is how you tear down a culture. This is how you make black folks see each other. Not only that, this is how you make other cultures see black folks. See, ain't no other culture being displayed like this. You don't see Chinese people on there doing what they do. You don't see the toughest Chinese artist, rapper, doing what he's doing to a male. You don't see no other culture but black culture. And he who paints the perception controls the people. Even though you may feel as though this don't apply to you, you got to learn what psychology is. All the women they put on TV, whether you like it or not, represents women that society sees. Okay? Same way they tell us about Africa. We think motherfuckers running around throwing spears and lions and tigers and bears because that's what they told us. We knew nothing else about Africa. So if you saw another culture the way they see us, because they portray us as we lie, we obnoxious, we steal, we kill, we rob, we do all the above. What you think another coach is going to think about you if that's all they know and that's the only way they can get information about you or that group of people or that culture? It's common sense. If that's all you know, if all I taught you about Japanese people is they rob, they steal, they kill, you scared on, you this and that, that's all you know. You have nothing else to compare that to. Nothing. And this is how you tear down a culture. See, my thing is this. I don't care about your sexual preference. I'm just showing you how they use that to tear us down. They're not going to put what a man is in front of us. They're not going to put what a real woman is in front of us. Why? Because they don't want that. They don't want love, peace, family, togetherness. They want chaos. And this is all this whole video is about. That's the main thing I want you to take from this video. It's not about P-Valley. It's not about that. It's just about how they take these sitcoms and these shows and they paint that picture of what a black family, a black man, a black woman is to us. And we view that shit. Then we view it on social media. Then we view it in commercials. Then we view it in this movie. So you're so surrounded about this concept, but this is how black folks are. And guess what? They just painted your reality when it comes to black folks. They're not going to show you nothing positive about it, period. Like I tell y'all, a lion ain't going to show a gazelle how to get away from it. Everything these people do is weaponized. What I told y'all, silent weapons for a quiet war. Get that through your head. It's so many reasons I can give you on why they pushing this on us. See, they don't want it to be a gender. See, y'all better know what Agenda 2030 is. There's not going to be a gender. Don't you know, I don't know if they passed it yet, but I think they did, where teachers from grade, kindergarten to third grade, they cannot identify a child as a boy or a girl. What kind of shit is that? See, they teaching us to accept the things they want us to accept so that it falls right into place. This is another silent weapon for a quiet war. I told y'all, y'all got to read that book. And you have to have two sides to make some shit, to bring up some uproar. One side gonna be for it, because that's what they for. Okay, cool. Another side gonna be against it. I don't care about either side. I'm just saying, don't push something that's unnatural onto us. Let me give an example. So I don't want nobody to catch no feelings. Let's just be honest. If you smoke rocks, crack cocaine, right? We know that ain't cool. That ain't the thing to do. Why? Because it destroys people on all aspects. But to make something like that that's unnatural, natural and cool, that's basically what I'm saying. Regardless of, oh, it's just sexuality or it's just your preference. Bro, God made a man and God made a woman. And we already know how that go. But the way they twisting it and pushing it up on us, I'm telling you, it's for their agenda. It's why I say it has nothing to do with your sexual preference. They're just taking something that's unnatural, making it natural for their personal agenda. Again, I don't care what you do. Like, I'm for you doing you. It's just the way they pushing it up on kids and pushing it up on us and making us seem like, oh, there's no gender. How in the fuck you gonna tell a little boy he's not a little boy? Or a little girl, she's not a little girl? Then what the fuck is she? See, this is what you do when you put the devil in control of your life. They make you live the life they want you to live. The way you feel about yourself, this is the crazy part. The way you feel about yourself is controlled by them. Everything that's about you that you know and don't know, they control it because they the one put it there. They the one told you, oh man, it's okay to be this and be that for their personal agenda. See, that's what you got to understand. So the way you see things, the way you perceive things, it was taught by the same motherfuckers that has this agenda. How you going to use a rapper, right? Rapper. I've been named Lil Murder. A hardcore rapper. Do you know what that does to the black community? Do you know how that look to these youngsters that's coming up? Now, I ain't talking about you, the 35, 40. I'm talking about these youngsters that's coming up. Shit that we didn't see on TV. We couldn't see that. Oh, no. We couldn't see that. But you know what? Some people going to say, oh, times have changed. You're right. Yeah. But common sense is a motherfucker. I don't care how much time changes. Man is supposed to be with a woman. And a woman is supposed to be with a man. Now, anything outside of that, do what you do. I'm okay with that. But don't put that in the public's eye to corrupt these children. To make them think, oh, it's okay to go get a you-know-what change. I'm trying to choose my words carefully. For a young teenage or to say, oh, I don't want to be what I was born. I want to be something else. And give an undeveloped mind, right, the option to say, I don't want to be what I was born. I want to be something else. Don't you think it's something wrong with that? Or don't you think that there's a bigger agenda that they're trying to pull off? I did a video of a guy in Canada that went to jail because he had no say-so over his team when it came to that team making a decision on whether they want to be this or that. They don't want to be what they was born. They want to switch that out and be something else. He had no authority over his own freaking child. This is the type of shit these ignorant, sick-ass people are doing.
How would you give? How are you gonna give an undeveloped mind the option to do that over the parent? The parent has no say. So that's why I told y'all, you don't even own your own child. And some people even convinced that you don't supposed to own your own child. I told you, boy. When you give your brain to a group of people and tell them, hey, do what you want, they're going to throw all kind of shit in there. Don't get caught up on the word own. But let's get caught up on that is your child. You conceived that child. So who has more ownership over that child, you or the government? But you got some people really saying, no, no one should own another person, even though that's their child. That's why I say you can learn a lot from animals. You can learn a lot from animals. But us, the people that has consciousness, that has understanding, do the dumbest shit. You see what I'm saying? You see how that weighs out? For us to know all this that we know, and for us to have consciousness and understanding, we do the dumbest shit as people. So yes, you can learn a lot from animals. A lot. But all I want to do is just throw that out there, man. And I'm showing you how these people use the black community and tear them down through TV, radio, music, and shit like P-Valley. And again, yeah, it's entertaining. It's all those things. But we need a committee to say, hey, you can't portray us black folks like that. That's going to hurt us out here in this world. Okay? They don't do that to no other nationality. Think about what I'm saying. But I just want to throw that at y'all, man, so y'all get an understand on what the play is, man. And again, I don't care what your sexual preference is. It's just I know their agenda. They go study the 2030 agenda, and it'll start making sense. So, sorry, it has nothing to do with your sexual preference. They're just using it as a silent weapon for a quiet war. Okay? So no disrespect, man. Do your thing. But with that being said, like I always...
Okay, silent weapon for a quiet war, you can Google that and read it. And it's also on stopthecrime.net. But I just felt that that was something that was really important, and I meant to play that earlier.
Man, that was so on point, because Agenda 21 leads into Agenda 2030. And this is part of the structuring of education, is to dehumanize our children into giving them this agenda of sexual identity. And this is what they're doing, because this is a form of birth control and genocide, because they're saying that this is focused towards the black child and giving this because the thing that they're looking at is that, yes, they have their ways in portraying them, you know, but they portray themselves like on Scandal, you know, here's the guy who's connected to the president, married to another man, or you have these women, like you got there, the mayor of Chicago married to that woman. Those are people in authority that looking at that, but what are they doing as far as the family and giving these children in kindergarten and preschool, and now they're saying that, and he's correct, you don't have any rights over your child, because even with the birth certificate, what was put on that birth certificate is no longer valid, is what they're saying. You're acknowledging that child came out as a male or a female. Why aren't they putting that on the birth certificate? And see, this is what the whole thing with Roe v. Wade is that in them giving the states the authority to say who can and who can't have rights over a woman's body, is saying we have the right to say what your child is not.
Yes, and Mexico, where, you know, which I've already heard, where you're going to have a license to even be able to have a child.
Right. Well, China already did it, but they found out that the majority, when they said the one child law that they gave to the Chinese, because it was the population, the thing was that all of the children basically were girls. So they had to change that
because they can't, you can't undo the natural order of things. And so this is how nature works, and he's right in watching the animals, because the animals only mate when there's mating season. And then mm-hmm. they produce what is needed, and the woman chooses the strongest male. It ain't the other way around.
Right.
But, yeah, I definitely got to go on that. But when you can, just text me the information, and I'll go on, and I want to use that.
Okay, I will do that for you, Brother Kwame.
Thank us.
Yes, yes. And I would just like to add on, as you stated, the brother is on point. You know, we all have our ways of giving the information. I've been giving the same information a different way on imaging.
Yeah.
I used to always talk about, even when I was permitted in the elementary schools and high schools, I used that term, imaging, how even in sitcoms, you have one sitcom called Everybody Loves Raymond, a white man.
Yeah.
Then you have Everybody Hates Chris, a black
yeah.
boy. Imaging
yeah.
of those words alone, love and hate, set on a black boy to hate, being a comedy, hee-hee, ha-ha, and a white man,
yeah.
Raymond, to love. Another two other sitcoms, My Wife and Kids, making
mm-hmm.
our children kids, but the white program is married with children.
Yeah.
So again, imaging. And as far as what was said about them teaching the kindergartens to third grade or whatever, we've been talking about that for the longest. It's called homeschool, family.
Yeah.
Why do we keep putting our children in their hands to be subjugated to this nonsense and primarily a target for these crazy so-called mass shootings?
Right.
The different artists he was talking about, what gets me, dealing
with the
female.
I don't even know who they are.
You have a Cardi B who's scandalous and made a song that was right on the verge of lightweight, thank you, porn, along with this female called Megan Thee Stallion. Well, as an animal goes, we know that a stallion is a male horse. How did a mare, a female, become a stallion? See? So again,
yeah.
all these imaging, at the end of the day, when the brother was saying, he kept reiterating, he ain't got a problem with their sexual preference, but a man is a man and a woman is a woman. For me, the main course is Agenda 21 and or Agenda 2030. That 30 or 21, that 3 is order. Damn it, all of this shit is out of order. That's all we got to vamp for. Because everything else is chaos, and we're bringing the order. So what he's talking about as far as sexual preferences and you teaching, and we're teaching our babies and our families order, the order of things, and we know this. So we have to set the precedence. Again, being in the public eye, when we permit them to a public school, public eye, I being 12, EYE, school 21, the public eye is we put our children in public schools instead of homeschooling our babies. So I just wanted to touch on that.
Yeah, but you made a point earlier in the conversation talking about the preachers and the mega churches and having all of that room, and how we used to go down and we had, you know, recreation, or we utilized even the school after school programs that they have. But what we're looking at is taking that church, because you look at in the Jewish community, when that child comes out of that public school, the thing that they will go to is the synagogue, because they are going to teach them about their culture, their language, and their way of life. And so, and then they get them, they prepare them from childhood to do what? Bar mitzvah or mar mitzvah, For the girls is a woman initiation, and for the male is a male initiation. They prepare them from childhood for that initiation and being able to not forget who they are. Yeah, you gonna go out here and be a lawyer, doctor, whatever, but you're not gonna ever forget that you are part of the culture of the Jewish religion. And so we, as so-called Christians, are talking and saying all of these things, but we're not doing and utilizing the facilities that we should honor. Because if this is where we learn about God, then let's learn about God's children. Give that to the children. Instill in them the necessary tools to bring them into righteousness for our community's sake.
Yes, just like I reiterated, homeschool. Remember, they took religion, or for us, spirituality out. This is why homeschool, we can teach all these things, because we can't rely on others, especially the public school, to teach black folks about our history. Again, trying to tell our and teach our story.
Right.
So, yeah, we are in a position to do these things, and yet we keep sending our children back into these prison camps called public schools.
Right. Prison pipeline. And what Julius Nyerere said when he became president of Tanzania back in the 50s, early 60s, he said, whosoever educates your children controls your future.
Yep.
And see, we turn our children over to them, and then in turn around, okay, and what he was saying too about the guy in Canada, that they locked him up for doing that. But if you don't feed and clothe your child, or they look like they're neglect, what will they charge you with? Child neglect. But how do you say that I'm neglecting, but you're doing more damage to my child by taking away their identity than I'm doing with even saying that I neglected it.
Yeah. And then if there's somebody that we have to feed and clothe, then, you know,
right.
You're telling me because if my son feels though he's a girl, then I'm supposed to buy them a dress to wear.
Right.
You know, which, you know, thank God mine are grown, but I wouldn't do it, you know, even for my grandsons, you know, or my granddaughters, nowhere in the world. I'm going to buy you what you are.
Right.
I'm going to buy clothes to fit you
it
accordingly.
Right. But what I said and I've been saying is that, like you said, when my grandmother now were coming up, if they saw this, they would shoot or they would do that. It's because the children do not get that lap time that grandmothers gave and those aunties gave and those women gave to the child. They don't get that lap time, because now we give them what? Laptops.
Yep. You're so right.
Take them out of family orientation and you put them in the control of a screen. And a Wi-Fi crack addict has been born.
Yes. You know, Brother Kwame, I remember when I was young, my cousin that came in the house, and he had braids in his hair, cornrows, I call them braids, but, and my grandma, oh Lord, excuse me.
You better get off of here, because you're losing the voice, and we got to get you back strong.
Oh, I'm sorry,
again,
y'all.
Sister.
But let me do, my grandmother smacked him in the chair and called him all kinds of sissy, because he had braids in his hair.
Yeah, that's demasculating.
Oh, Lord, excuse me.
Well, we better get out, because, Antoinette, you've been going over now, and we need to let you rest your voice.
Thank you, Kwame. You
so
took
sorry.
The words right out my mouth. And no, don't be sorry.
I'm so sorry,
you know,
y'all.
Don't be sorry. You just get your rest. because we are at the top of the hour at 11, so we did our overtime. And
yes, we did.
You get your rest. And
I just took a
we
swallow
will continue.
Of water.
Yeah, we'll
yeah,
continue
right.
the next
yeah.
class. So
all
with
right,
that,
hey,
family,
well.
I
want
to close with peace, love. Yes, thank us. And continue to stay strong. And stay on your square. And remember, your piece of the puzzle is no more than your connection to your information. Keep on pushing.
Yeah.
Peace
okay,
and love.
Y'all. Well, thank you very much. And y'all have a good one. And we will be back with you next week. I don't have anything planned for this weekend. So we'll be back
all
with
right.
you next week.
Good.
Okay.
Get all
so,
your
have a good one, y'all.
You too.
All right.
Okay, good night, folks. Where is that?